It's Dermot and Dave. It's Today FM. Our Maria's not here, but our Sean's in her shoes.
Maria, what's on TV? This better be good or you are fired.
With itsforwomen.ie. Time to own it.
Right, Sean, what do you got for us?
Okay, so before I get to what's on the telly this weekend, I have the top performing Netflix TV shows and movies of the year.
Oh, fascinating.
So Netflix, they're very particular about releasing statistics, yeah. Right? But one thing that they've released is the amount of time people spent watching The Irishman.
Okay, so this is the 3.5 hour Martin Scorsese, Robert De Niro, Joe Pesci movie.
Yes, so only 70% of people that watched it watched till the very end, right? Now, I know you think 70%, that's quite a high rate. But that's still 30% of people that switched it off before the end.
I wonder what the switch off rate on movies on Netflix is anyway. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Because like it is so long, you'd be surprised that 70% of people watched it all the way through.
Yeah, but I just think for a movie that's after getting nominated for all the Golden Globes, that's doing, you know, that had such a high publicity about it.
Yeah.
That it had 30% of people, you know, that I know it's probably different, but if 30% of people walked out of the cinema when they were watching a movie, that would be a huge story.
That's true. That's true. Yeah.
Anyway, so 70% of people watched that till the end. Then the top movies on Netflix of 2019. Now, this was done from November to November, so it doesn't have The Irishman in it.
Yeah.
So the top five are Young Offenders was number five.
Amazing.
So these are just movies that are up there that people watched. Yeah. It's not Netflix originals or it could be anything.
Whatever
that's up
movie,
there.
Yeah.
So number five, it's also in Ireland. So number five, Young Offenders, really popular. Number four, Spotlight. Number three was Bird Box. Do you remember that one last year? Very weird. Number two, Step Brothers.
Excellent. Well, when that came on, like it's a movie that you'll find on most movie channels at random times of the night. I've never not watched it.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. 88% of people said that they'd who had watched it on Netflix said they'd already seen it. Yeah. They just watched it. And then number one, El Camino, a Breaking Bad movie.
Of course.
And I'm pretty sure that the reception of that was pretty good as well.
Yeah, it was. Excellent. Okay.
And then the TV shows then, five was Friends.
Mm-hmm.
Four was Bodyguard, you know, the BBC show.
BBC one, yeah.
Three was You. I haven't seen
that one either. Yeah, I've heard good things about it.
Yeah, it's coming back in December 26th for season two. Number two was Stranger Things.
Okay, yeah, very popular.
And then number one was The Crown.
Okay, yeah. Crown. Well, there's some terrifying stat that...
Yeah, there's one terrifying stat. One in three people who had a Netflix account had watched The Crown and said it changed or piqued their interest in the royal family.
It's just amazing. One in like a third of everybody who owns a Netflix account has watched The Crown.
Well, to be fair to The Crown, it's won probably every award it's been up for. So that's really interesting. Anyway, TV for the weekend, right? So tonight, Graham Norton Show, BBC One. It's on at 11:25 on BBC One Northern Ireland, which is always annoying. On it this week, Judi Dench.
Wow.
Jennifer Hudson. So they're going to be talking about the new Cats movie.
Okay.
Have you seen the trailer for Cats?
Yeah, it's kind of hard to understand.
Yeah, it's very weird.
I don't really know what the story with it is.
To give people context of Cats, the trailer, it is the movie of the musical.
Yeah.
But in the movie, they're not playing people. They're playing people as cats. So they're all CGI'd as cats.
CGI'd standing up, and then but then they're walking on all fours. It's just hard to follow. I actually want to see it for that reason.
Yeah, so Judi Dench and Jennifer Hudson are on talking about that. Then Hugh Grant and Matthew McConaughey are going to be on talking about their new thriller called The Gentleman.
Cool.
And Hugh Grant went off with a big Twitter rant over the week about the election. So obviously Graham Norton is recorded on a Thursday.
So they won't
be able to ask him about all his rants during the week because it'll be outdated. And then there's music from both Michael Bublé, who's going to be singing some of his Christmas songs, and Coldplay.
Jeepers, that's incredible lineup.
Yeah, that's an incredible lineup. At the same time, obviously, on RT1, 9:30, you've the Late Late Show. They're going to play tribute to Fairytale New York.
Okay.
So people behind the song and Shane McGowan are going to be on performing.
That's going to be interesting.
That's going to be kind of cool as well. Saturday at 7:05 on BBC One. We haven't really touched on this so far, but it's absolutely huge. Strictly Come Dancing, the final is on.
Oh, wow.
So the final three contestants are going to be battling out there. And there's also going to be a performance by Taylor Swift.
Deadly.
Yeah, so that's going to be a good one. And then on Sunday, Saturday night then, both the BBC and RTE Sports Person of the Year Awards are on.
Oh, right.
So, half nine the RTE and 7 o'clock is the BBC one. But I think they're all the stuff that gets people interested.
Definitely. You watch
time.
Both of them.
Yeah, watch both of them. Gary Lineker does the British one. He's always very good. Mm-hmm. And then on Sunday, on Virgin Media One at 10 o'clock, right? It's called the Not the Robbie Williams Christmas Show.
Right.
And the only reason I'm bringing this up, because this was on ITV last week, and I know not a lot of people, many
have
people
ITV,
have ITV. But I was flicking through the papers one of the mornings, and it got really good reviews. So Robbie Williams brought out a Christmas album last week or the week before, recorded a Christmas special, but as loads of people like David Walliams and other British kind of funny comedians. And so he's on, that's on, and he just kind of performs his Christmas
song.
A little bit of
variety. Nice
bit
of variety and
yeah.
fun, yeah.
So that's Sunday, 10 o'clock on Virgin Media One. Then my two movies of the week. I'll start off with the one on Netflix, because there's been quite a big hype for this. So it's called Six Underground.
Oh, this is a new Michael Bay movie.
Yeah, it's starring Ryan Reynolds. So six individuals from all over the globe, each the very best at what they do, chosen for their skill and for their... But they also have a skill of being able to delete stuff from the past and change the future.
Yeah, like this is just going to be explosions for 2.5 hours. I can't wait.
Yeah, so it's Ryan Reynolds. And then if you don't like stuff exploding and blowing up on screen and shooting, Notting Hill is on Sunday at 9:35 on RTE One.
What a great movie Notting Hill is. Yeah, well, that's good choices, actually. Sean, thank you very much. It's Today FM.
Maria, what's on TV? That was pretty good. Now put on the kettle.
With itsforwomen.ie. Don't live your life on hold.